There was a warning. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Just minutes before attacking an elementary school in Texas, the gunman had posted on social media that he shot his grandmother and was going to shoot up a school. But a specific motive and why he chose Robb Elementary remains under investigation.
Anyone who shoots his grandmother in the face has to have evil in his heart. But it is far more evil for someone to gun down little kids.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott holding a briefing in Uvalde. 21 people were killed yesterday, including 19 children in a fourth grade classroom. Abbott says the 18-year-old shooter had no known criminal or mental health history. He also praises law enforcement officials who broke windows to evacuate people and who shot the gunmen.
Consolidated ISD officers, police, sheriffs, and DPS officers converged on that classroom. And a Border Patrol officer killed the gunman.
Several officers are among the injured. The governor got heckled during that briefing by former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who's running for governor.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment. Hey.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz among the officials shouting back at O'Rourke.
Sit down.
O'Rourke has been criticizing the governor on gun laws and calling on him to cancel a speech at the NRA convention this week. Abbott says real solutions are needed, not more gun laws. A recount is coming in Pennsylvania's Republican Senate primary, still too close to call between Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick. Pennsylvania's acting Secretary of State just announcing she'll issue the formal recount declaration tomorrow. The unofficial results have Oz leading by 902 votes. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A fire at the site of a new abortion clinic in Wyoming is under investigation.
Police in Casper say an overnight fire causing damage to a building being renovated to house an abortion clinic may be arson. A witness tells investigators they saw someone running away from the area carrying what looked to be a gas can and a black bag. No injuries were reported. Officials are reviewing video footage in hopes of identifying a suspect. Pro-life supporters recently protesting the clinic set to open in June, becoming the second location in Wyoming to offer abortions. The debate over reproductive rights heating up after a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion suggesting the court could overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark decision legalizing abortion. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Minutes from the latest Fed meeting show policymakers agreeing they might have to raise interest rates to levels that could weaken the economy to help cool inflation. But many also signal flexibility to assess and adjust after a series of rate hikes in the coming months. An hour to the close on Wall Street, a rally in what's been a choppy session. The Dow and the Nasdaq now both up more than 200 points. Fleet Week returns in New York City after taking 2 years off and adding virtual events during the pandemic. Fox Weather's Craig Herrera is with the USS Bataan.
On board, they can carry 1,800 personnel. They've got dozens of military aircraft, vehicles, and vessels. They've even got a weather team of 13 weather forecasters and technicians. By the way, they are the first ship tasked to assist when it comes to disaster relief and humanitarian relief. They did so back in 2008 after Hurricane Haiti and Hurricane Dorian back in 2019.
New York's Fleet Week celebration of the U.S. Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard began in 1988. It runs through Memorial Day with dozens of events planned. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.